Oh yes, Phoenix FM Drive Show with me, Bob Simpson, and I'm pleased to say joining me in the studio now, it's Brian Clark. Hi, Brian.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon. Now, you're from the Chartered Institute of Plumbing and Heating Engineering, is that correct?
That's right.
Oh, very, very good. Now, domestic plumbing and heating, we've just heard the weather forecast. It's going to be a relatively mild night tonight, and it's been a relatively mild winter, hasn't it? Has it been a busy time for plumbers and heating engineers?
It's always a busy time for plumbing and heating engineers. Okay. There's a lot of work on, you know, there's maintenance that should be done regularly.
Yeah.
Now's the right time of the year to get ready for your maintenance.
Okay.
While it's still a bit milder, get you any servicing done now, because if there's any faults, it's not going to be cold while the work's being done. So you want to sort of preempt any problems. Don't wait till winter and the boiler to break down or your heating to break down. Get the plumbers in now, get your annual servicing done. You know, we've got a problem in this country. We'd rather spend money on the nicer things, chocolate and so on.
Well, indeed. I saw a report the other day. I've got it here, actually. It says, as the economy still continues to recover, new research shows that Britain's hard-up homeowners are choosing to spend what limited spare cash they do have on life's little luxuries while scrimping on safety, potentially putting themselves and their families in danger. Two-thirds say that they've had no choice but to put vital maintenance on the back burner for at least a year, while one in ten haven't had any work done on their home since 2010. So what are the dangers of skipping routine maintenance on your heating systems then?
On your heating system, it's you've got the risk of it clogging up, and then you'll have cold radiators, cold rooms. Once that happens, you'll then have to have different methods of clearing those radiators, and they can go from simple things as a quick flush of just a radiator, removing that radiator, flushing it through with a hose, right through to a more demanding flush where you've got a big pump that pushes water around, and that then in turn causes more risk, because you could, if the radiators are old, they could start to leak.
Yeah.
But that's not something the plumber would be able to foresee. All you can do is clear your pipework out that's there. Worse still is if that sludge and debris actually finds its way into the boiler, it'll clog up the heat exchanger, which is the part what turns the hot gases and the heat from the flames to the water.
Okay.
If that happens, then you ain't going to have no heat transfer, so all your radiators are cold and your boiler keeps tripping out because it's overheating because it can't get rid of the heat.
Okay.
Other risks, you've got carbon monoxide poisoning.
I was going to ask that, yeah. Yeah, this is the safety aspect. There's been some sad tales of, people who have been poisoned and died through carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah. The worst thing is, the type of year we've just had, we've got a heavy flu season on, and carbon monoxide poisoning symptoms are very similar to flu.
Okay.
You've become very sluggish, headaches, drowsy, and if you get enough carbon monoxide into your system, it will kill you.
Right. Of course, it's a good idea to have a carbon monoxide detector in your home, isn't it? But alas, I don't think many people have actually got them, have they?
No, unfortunately, you know, we can only recommend there's not a law to have one in your house. It's good practice for the plumber to install one, but it's not a must-have.
Right, okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I think the answer probably is like, how long's a piece of string? But my boiler is fine. It's working absolutely fine, but it's 12 years old. Now, should I consider changing it while it's still working okay? Or, you know, should I just let it go until it finally dies a death?
If it's working fine, don't change it.
Yep.
Older boilers are built to stand the time.
Okay.
Modern boilers, they're really good, and they will last the time. But it's, why fix something that's not broken?
Well, indeed, indeed.
If it's
yeah.
working, do not run out and put a lot of expense into a new boiler.
Yeah.
If you're doing some maintenance on your house, you're having a kitchen refurbishment and your boiler's in your kitchen, yeah, get it done at the same time if you can afford to.
Makes sense.
Don't go
yeah.
out and just purposely get a boiler changed just because you fancy changing the boiler, because
yeah,
there's
sure.
nothing wrong with it. If
great.
You can afford it, then great, do it. If you can't, wait until it does get to the point where you need a new one.
Yeah. Well, okay, moving on. Now, I had a really reliable plumber guy who did all my work for me up until recently, only simply because he's retired, he's stopped working now, and I'm dreading the day when I get an emergency because I won't know who to call. Now, if you've got someone you can trust and call out, that's fine, but emergency plumbing is kind of a distress purchase, and there are some rogue traders out there who know it and will take advantage of you. So what's the best way of knowing that who you're calling out is going to be reliable and isn't going to rip you off, basically?
Well, we at the CIPHE, we hold a royal charter to hold the list of registered plumbers. All of our plumbers have been checked for their qualifications. We can't guarantee the workmanship, but if you go to our website, which is www.ciphe.org.uk, there's a box on it that said find a plumber. You enter your postcode and it'll give you the 10 nearest plumbers to you.
Right.
Now, if you go onto there and you have a problem and you're not happy, you can actually come to us and make a formal complaint, and we have an appeal, complaints procedures. We have a complaint panel. They'll investigate. We'll check what's wrong. We'll agree if the plumber's at fault. We'll recommend a plumber puts right what he's done wrong. And if it is, we can even strike him off our list.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It gives you a bit more peace of mind, because we are an industry body that's there to make sure and improve the quality and standards of the industry.
Yeah, that's good backup. Yeah, what was the website again? Sorry.
It's www.ciphe.org.uk.
Oh, look at it tonight. Okay, there's another thing, a news story I saw, I think it was the day before yesterday. Plumbers and heating engineers should join with GPs and care staff in tackling problems caused by cold homes, health experts are saying. The idea being that if a heating engineer or a plumber goes into a house where there's an obvious problem with cold, or someone in need of sort of social services help, that they should be able to report it and get something done about it. What's your take on that?
I actually spoke to the National Institute of Care and Excellence the other day about this article. It came out yesterday.
Yeah, right? Yesterday?
It was first thing yesterday morning.
Right.
And I had this discussion with them, and they've basically said it's now down to industry and the healthcare professionals and local authorities to decide where we should go. I do agree it's a good idea, but I don't agree we shouldn't be at the same level as a doctor, a social worker. You know,
absolutely not. You haven't got the expertise.
No. We don't have the time. As a plumber, I agree that sometimes there's going to be people that are not on the social services and other care departments' radars, and we would be the ideal people to point them out. But, you know, ideally, if you're working for a large company, if you are concerned and the customer actually gives consent, which is one of the big things that NICE have stipulated,
right,
the customer must give consent to be passed on their details to a agency. So at the moment, it's still in its infancy. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
In practice, how it will work, I don't know.
Yeah, it is a very good idea, but it all needs working out. I mean, it's all right for a plumber, for example, to ring the bell about something, but someone has to be there listening and ready to take it on, don't they?
Yeah, you know. And that's where we've got to try and look at what we can do to make sure that there's a set structure in place.
Right, okay. So are you a plumber or a heating engineer yourself, Brian?
I am by trade. I'm now in an office job, though. I'm a technical advice and education manager for the Chartered Institute of Plumbing and Heating.
Which
means I go out, I'll talk to colleges and support tutors in teaching apprentices and people on further education courses, and support them as well as people out on the tools. I get members of the institute ring up and ask a technical question about regulation changes in building control on a regular basis. They'll say, oh, what's this mean, what's that mean? And we do work with a lot of the standard setting people.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today on Phoenix FM. That's really good. And get your boiler serviced, basically, is the message, I think, today, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, Brian, well, thanks very much. You'll be back again next month. We'll see you in April then.
Yes.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Bye.